Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my podcast. You are everything that you desire. You are the happiness you desire. You are the riches you desire. You are the love you desire. You are the health that you desire. You are the freedom that you desire. You are the wisdom that you desire. You are the money that you desire. You are the prosperity that you desire. You are the success that you desire, etc. Everything that you desire to be, do, and have in your life, you are already that now. You are the winner you desire to be. You are the champion that you desire to be. You are the fun that you desire to have. You are the adventure and the excitement and the joy that you desire to experience. You are the joyful, loving, caring, generous, open relationships that you desire to be, do, and have in your life. You are the enlightenment and the awareness and the clarity and the confidence and the alignment that you desire to be and experience in your life. You are the abundance and wealth and significance that you desire to be, do, and have in your life. You are the creativity that you desire to be, do, and have in your life. Every wonderful thing that you desire in life, you already are those things, because all the love and the joy and the freedom and excitement and prosperity are all your natural states of being as a divine, immortal creator that you truly are, as a God, as Source. You just believe that these things are somehow lacking in your life, or that you have somehow lost them and need to find them or get them or achieve them, or you can't find them, or they're unavailable to you, or you're not worthy of them, or you're not good enough, etc., etc. But all those things that you desire to be, do, and have in your life, you already have them. Everything you desire, you already are those things. They've always been a part of you since the dawn of time, and you never lost them. You never lost the love or the joy or the prosperity or the freedom that you believe you need to discover or acquire or get or achieve to feel complete and to feel happy. You all are already complete. You just were convinced otherwise by people who were also convinced otherwise by other people who were convinced by other people who were convinced otherwise through time and generation, passed on generation to generation. But just because people believe something, that doesn't make it the truth or make it real. If someone told you over and over again that you were worthless, and you heard it so often that you believe it, it's still a dastardly lie, even if you believe it, and it is negatively affecting your self-worth and belief in yourself and how much you love yourself or not. You just learned to believe that bullshit by thinking it over and over and over again, because a belief is just a thought that you keep thinking over and over again, or that people keep telling you over and over again that you believe. Everything that you desire, that you believe, will make you happy. You already are those things, and you already have those things, because every desire that you have is instantly created by you, who you truly are as Source, vibrationally, and is in your vibrational reality, in your inner reality, in your higher reality. So every desire that you have, every dream that you have, every dream that you've ever had, you as Source all are already being, doing, and having those desires in vibrational reality. You already are your desires. You are already the success that you desire to have, and the wealth and the love and the freedom and everything that you desire to be, do, and have in your life. You have already become those things in vibrational reality. You already are all the love that you desire and U.S. source constantly and never-endedly, infinitely, unconditionally loves you always. All the love and joy from all of the lovely relationships that you desire, you are already all of that love and the joy, and you are already living all of that love and joy. You as source is already living those relationships and that beautiful love and ecstasy, and they are all, and your, the desires that you have to be, do and have those relationships and all that love and excitement in physical reality is already lined up for you by your source for you to experience. And all of the exciting things that you wish to do and accomplish, you as source are already doing them and accomplished them. Vibrationally, you already are everything that you desire, because every wonderful thing that you desire is already your natural way of being. So the things that you are looking for, you already are those things, just naturally, as a divine immortal creator, as a source, God, goddess, all that is. So when you look at your current life and you see nothing but an absence of what you desire, you are looking in the wrong place, because your current reality doesn't matter and isn't really, it's really old reality. Essentially, your current reality is really old history, whereas your desires and the things that you, you know, that are just dreams and not physical yet, well, these desires are the real leading edge of creation. They're actually current reality in regards to your source. The inspiration and ideas that you have are the leading edge of creation. What currently exists physically is immaterial to what you want. What you currently have or don't have yet, and what is currently a physical reality, does not matter in relationship to what you desire and what your life can be if you focus upon that life that you want to be. What you don't like and don't want, and the lack of what you do want, have no relation to the abundance of what you want and will have in the future. So using the classic example of money, your current lack of money or your basic desire for more money has no relation to the abundance of money that you can and will create in your future if you can vibrationally line up with that desire, except for the fact that your lack of money has inspired within you a desire for more. The point I'm making is nothing that you don't like and don't want can keep you from creating what you do want, unless you keep focusing on what you don't like and don't want, and focusing on a lack of what you do want, which keeps recreating more things that you don't like and more lack of what you do want. The trap that people typically fall into is to look at their current lives and their current reality and be angry at their current life and be angry at themselves and angry at other people for creating it or not giving them what they want or not supporting you, etc. But what you have or don't have that you don't like and don't want cannot limit you from getting something new and becoming more prosperous and more abundant and more joyful and more loving, etc., etc., in your life now and in the future, unless you keep focusing on what you've got and being angry with what you've got, and you don't focus on what you want. To get what you want, you got to focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. You don't have to kill off what you've got to get what you want. What you have does not keep recreating itself unless you keep giving it your attention and focus over and over again. And trying to get rid of what you've got to get what you want only creates more of what you've got and don't want, because of your attention and focus upon it. So to get what you want, to get those things that you as source already are, and to be those things that you already are because they are your natural states of being, all you have to do is focus more on the leading edge of creation, which is upon your desires that are not yet here physically, but which you already are as source and as you naturally are as divine being. So when someone says you should give up on your lofty, quote-unquote, unreasonable dreams, they are saying you should give up on you, on yourself, because you are your desires. You are your dreams. And giving up on your dreams is giving up on yourself. Rejecting your dreams is rejecting yourself and rejecting who you truly are as source, who's already become all those dreams and desires. And you're rejecting who you truly are, which is an all-powerful creator of dreams. You are an unlimited, all-powerful creator of dreams. You are an alchemical creator of worlds who can create anything from nothing, who can create anything that you can dream up just with the thought of it. And that is the leading edge of creation. You are a leading edge creator, and nothing else will do for a leading edge creator like you than to focus on what you want. If you're just recreating the same old shit over and over again because of your attention upon all of that old crap, you will never ever be satisfied and you will never feel fulfilled. Only when you are creating the new dreams and focused on your new desires will you truly be happy and feel satisfied and fulfilled. So be who you truly are, which is a leading edge creator creating the latest inspirations. Be the dreamer you truly are, who pays little attention to what exists and more about what does not exist physically here yet. And be the magical creator you truly are, who creates nonstop abundance and joy and fun and excitement in all of your adventures, adventurous desires. Focus on your adventurous desires, your exciting desires, your magical desires, your fun desires, your creative desires, because you are those amazing dreams and desires. And of course, all of those magical dreams and desires have to come true because they are you and you are a vibrational match to them. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this vodcast. If you got something from it, please comment, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel for more self-empowering goodies, and more videos so that you get them. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for lots of goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woo!